The Dr. Tracy Show, your integrated health expert. Here to help when you log on to peaksofhealth.com. Peaksofhealth.com.
This is our inaugural show, and we're very excited to join you all on 970 WFLA. I am not Dr. Tracy. I'm Aaron Jacobson, along with Dr. Tracy. And before we get to Dr. Tracy, who's going to tell you a little bit about herself, I just want to let you know why we're here. This is the Dr. Tracy Show. And Dr. Tracy, you cover so many things, from hormone therapy to thyroids, diabetes. Tell us a little bit about what you cover extensively.
Well, we cover everything that includes integrative medicine. And integrative medicine is the why. Why are you sick? Why are you tired? Why is it not working? So instead of just putting that little Band-Aid on everything, we dig deep into that system. So, for example, with diabetes. Okay, fine, your sugar's elevated, but why? Insulin resistance is usually the cause, so we dig deep into finding the reason and fix it.
But when we talk about integrative medicine, what exactly is that? Like, sometimes we feel tired, and obviously people have diabetes, but what exactly entails integrative medicine?
It goes down to exactly how the body works, the cellular level of the body. So it goes down to the nutrients, what you're eating, if you're ingesting it properly, if you're absorbing it properly, and the actual reactions in the body, if they're working, if the hormones are actually working in the body and doing their signaling. So we're actually looking for how the body actually is functioning and trying to correct the underlying problems of that function to get the body working again.
Now, Dr. Tracy, you've done so much research on this and have such an extensive background. Tell us a little bit about that background.
Well, I started, I've been practicing for well over 20 years, and I started in emergency medicine, running up into the medical directorship of the emergency room and everything. And what was happening is I became sick myself. Things weren't working properly. I was getting tired. I was gaining weight. I actually became diabetic, and I went to the best endocrinologist. I was being treated really well, but I was getting worse. And I couldn't figure it out. I was eating properly. I was exercising. I was being told to lose weight. Nothing was happening. And so I started on my own journey and my search. And in integrative medicine, what it taught me was go to the cause, go to what's going on in the body and fix what's wrong in the body. So I reversed the diabetes. I've been off medication.
Reversed it.
I was on over 100 units of insulin and 7 medications when I started. I take nothing.
Wow.
And I've been off for 8 years.
So it's not, you hear diabetes and immediately your heart sinks. You know it's going to be a long haul. But it's not a death sentence. There's ways to overcome this?
It's not. I went to every endocrinology lecture I could get my hands on, and all I was taught was what medication to put the person on next. Nobody taught me what happened inside the body until I met an endocrinologist, that was a functional endocrinologist. And she opened my eyes to exactly how the body functions. So if I fixed the insulin resistance and made myself sensitive to it again, and it worked again, I didn't have diabetes anymore.
Now, this is something that's going to be great about this show. The Dr. Tracy Show is I'm the layperson. I'm the patient. I don't know any of this stuff. So I have people in my family that are diabetics, but you hear that they have diabetes, and I didn't know. I honestly didn't know it was reversible.
I had no clue either. And I'm a physician. Here I'm a practicing physician, and we weren't told you could fix this. We weren't told. Yes, we were told if you diet, you may get off medication, but I wasn't told that I can actually reverse the process.
How long did it take to actually say it's been reversed?
It takes about 5 to 7 years.
Is that in every situation, or is everyone different?
Everybody's different. We look at different specialized hormones in the body that tell us when that body's functioning again. So there are certain things that go down first. The sugar, we can find insulin resistance 10 years before the patient becomes diabetic. And we can fix that process long before it ever happens. There's some signs in there that show you this. And we don't look for them. We ignore them. We wait until it's, time to put the fire out instead of look for the symptoms of what's occurring and fixing them long before they ever happen.
And that's what we're going to do. We're going to try to help you. If you have any of these problems, Dr. Tracy's going to let you know how to fix them. Now, we've talked about integrative medicine. Talk a little bit about functional medicine, because we're going to get into that as well.
Functional medicine, again, is going down to the function of the body. we kind of forget what some of these things is. You know, it's really funny story is when I would first met my husband, you know, he had all these vitamins in his cabinet. And of course, I was fully traditional medicine, you know, and I looked at him and said, what are you, a pill popper or something? I'm like, oh, what are all these vitamins? I had no clue what they were.
You see that a lot these
days. You do. And as physicians, we aren't taught anything about nutrition or, you know, what a supplement is or anything. And now I take more than he ever did. You know, it's the story, the last story here. But what I learned was these are all the cofactors. This is what runs all the processes in your body. And if you're deficient, like magnesium alone runs 300 different reactions in your body. So imagine 80 to 90% of the American population is deficient in magnesium. So, you know, again, this is very important in sugar control and anxiety and blood pressure control. So when we talk about function, we're looking at the function of the body. What is deficient? Why can't it work correctly?
So it's important to know what you're taking. Don't just take something because somebody told you, oh, this is going to help. I was telling you the other day, I have vitamin C. I don't know what it does. They tell me to take it 2 times a day. Make sure you're not on an empty stomach when you take it. But I don't know the function of the medicine.
Well, exactly. And most people don't. People think vitamin C is for, you know, a cold or something like that. But it's also for stress and it's an anti-cancer medication. So we use it for many different things.
Now, you love to teach. We were talking about this the other day. Talk a little bit about how you've integrated your teaching methods into this.
Well, I started teaching a long time ago when I was the medical director of the emergency room. I also, you know, was actually forming an ER residency and we did ER rounds. So, you know, I was very much into teaching. So I get to actually teach at the medical school and I get to teach at 2 hospitals. So I teach interns and residents. I love going out in the community. I do a lot of seminars and lectures, you know, to just lay people, Rotary clubs and things like that, to teach them different things. And then I also speak nationally. Like I've been to the American Osteopathic Association conferences in New Orleans and Las Vegas. I'm getting ready to go to Amsterdam this summer.
Wow. You get
yes,
all the travel in there.
Yes, I know. I've been to Fort Lauderdale a couple times. I just got back from Vegas last week. So life is tough, I tell you.
Well, listen, if you guys want to check out what we're doing here, and I know this is the new year, so I hope you all had a good year. We're going to get into a little bit later on how to recover from the new year. But you definitely want to check us out because we're a new show on Facebook. If you want to go to Peaks of Health, that's the Facebook page. The website, peaksofhealth.com. If you want to call in anything, you can talk to Dr. Tracy, get some information. 727-826-0838. Dr. Tracy, what's the best way to get in touch with you guys?
To call our office or our website, www.peaksofhealth.com is great. And then, of course, the office number is 727-826-0838.
So somebody's feeling bad. They know something's not right inside of them. They want to reach out. They want some help. Why should they listen to us? Why should they call you?
Because, again, we're a little bit different. You know, I did traditional medicine for years, and I do both. You know, it's the best. I call it best of East meets West. So we take every tool in our arsenal to find what's going on and fix it.
And, I mean, obviously there are different ways to fix things, and every situation needs a different solution. So how do you, you know, when somebody comes in, how can you tell if that's a fixable situation or if it's just a lost cause?
Well, in most cases, what we do is we do a really extensive history on that person. I want to find out when was the last time they started feeling better. What was it that triggered them to start going down the tubes or go, you know, getting ill? And then we start really piecing that person. You know, we decide what tests we want to order or what we want to do, whether we want to do diet. We have a nutritionist in our office. You know, we have, you know, another doctor in our office that specializes in a lot of the more infectious diseases. So, again, a lot of it, you know, we have a really good team that kind of takes that individual and each person is different.
Yeah, and you know, I was walking around. Talk about the team a little bit because I was so intrigued when I was taking a tour of the offices. There's so many different levels of the team. Talk about the team.
Yeah, we put together one of the best teams I know. Dr. Wegman is our nutritionist. She's a PhD in nutrition. She's been doing this for 40 years. She knows every food supply out there, what, you know, is contaminated, what's GMO, what's non-GMO, how they affect your body, you know. So we may be able to customize that food plan for the person, you know, if they're heavily inflamed, do they need an anti-inflammatory diet? Are they diabetic? You know, we don't put people on a very low-carb diet that's diabetic. because it's going to worsen their system. And, you know, this is what most people do. They starve their bodies at that point. And they're, you know, we call them overfed but undernourished. So we have to start renourishing them. We have an intravenous IV room. We call it an infusion room.
Very cool.
Yes, it is.
I saw that. It's so cool. The TV. The question I ask is, who gets control of the remote control for the TV?
I think it's first come, first serve.
That's what I was told.
But, you know, yeah, we have a theater in there. We have the massage check section, the computer area. So people, you know, business people can come in and do their work while they're getting the infusions. And again, each one is custom made. This isn't like an IV bar where you, you know, pick the, you know, IV of the week on the chart. These are custom made to that person for what they need to kind of get their body going.
They're not just going to come in and see one person. When they come in and see you, Dr. Tracy, when they come to Peaks of Health, they're going to get a bunch of different team members to help them out with whatever they're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, exactly. You know, most of them, you usually see me first. And then again, if they need, you know, a nutritional consult, we'll refer over to Dr. Wegman to kind of get that part of the piece, the puzzle together. If they have, you know, some other issues going on that Dr. Bangston specializes in, they will be referred over to her. You know, it is a fully team approach. And we have Dr. Justy, who's internal medicine trained. So again, we know someone who's high blood pressure and we need to work on that system. We have that whole team put together.
Now, since it's the new year, we definitely want to help people recover. I thought that was an awesome topic for the first show, the Dr. Tracy Show inaugural show. And it's something we all go through when you have that fun at the New Year's Day, New Year's Eve. New Year's Day is not so good.
Yeah, I mean, most people are a little hungover. They're not feeling good. We do have a great IV for that, by the way.
Yes, so we'll get into that later. But when we come back on the Dr. Tracy Show, I want to learn a little bit more about you. I want everyone to hear your story because very interesting story. So we'll hear a little bit more about Dr. Tracy next. On the Dr. Tracy Show, and this is our inaugural show, so we're going to actually get to know Dr. Tracy a little bit more, but we also want you to know this isn't just about functional medicine and integrative medicine. You also are a mainstream doctor, right?
Yeah, I'm traditionally trained. I'm a DO, went to medical school, did my residency, as I said, in emergency medicine and practiced emergency medicine for 18 years. You know, and I still do, actually. I'll do urgent care in my office for my private patients so they can avoid the emergency room. So same thing. They need a regular medication. They need an antibiotic. We do that. But we also add in the additional.
What's the ratio, the type of patients that actually have those kind of integrative and functional problems to the ones that just have, you know, something's going on in their system and they need an antibiotic?
Well, almost everybody to a certain extent, because of some people, somebody will get a respiratory cold or something like that, and we'll take care of that. A lot of times we can fix it without an antibiotic by just boosting up their own immune system and avoiding it. Give them a vitamin D injection or give them a vitamin C IV. We do silver IVs, which silver kills everything. So within 24 hours, we can usually eliminate that without the antibiotic.
Now, the type of medicine that you practice, you alluded to it a little bit earlier. You had your diabetes reversed. Why is this so close to your heart, what you do?
Well, because the same thing. I get so many patients that come in and say, I don't feel well. I know something's wrong, but I'm told my laboratory tests are normal. You know, I'm told, you know, everything's fine. I'm just getting older or something, you know, they don't know what it is. And that's what was happening to me. You know, I was like, I don't feel well. You know, I'm not operating on all cylinders. I can't think straight half the time. I'm tired all the time. I'm not sleeping as well as I should.
What point was this?
This was probably about 10 years ago.
Okay.
And, you know, so in my own journey to find answers, I started looking deeper into the system. And the testing that I do now is so much more in depth. I mean, it's still with regular laboratories in most cases. Sometimes I use very specialized laboratories. But this stuff is available to us, you know, where, you know, it was available then and our doctors just didn't use it. You know, so now we can find so much more information out on that person and say, here is what's really going on. This is how we can fix it for you.
Talk about your journey, though, a little bit and what you went through, the extended journey.
Well, yeah, I was, you know, as I said, you know, I think my light bulb moment was I was in the doctor's dining room and I was exercising 6 days a week. I was working out like crazy. I was eating 1,200 calories a day and I was gaining weight and I was still feeling horrible. And I sat down with my doctor in the doctor's dining room and I said, no, I've still put on 5 pounds. I don't understand this. And he goes, oh, well, you're on Actos. I'm surprised you haven't gained 20. And I'm like, you gave me a diabetic drug that's supposed to make me gain weight, but you're telling me to lose weight. You know, that doesn't make sense to me.
Doesn't make sense at all.
I just was like, that's it, I'm done. You know, I stopped it the next day. And the amazing thing was I stopped all the medication, you know, pretty rapidly. And within 6 weeks, my sugar normalized.
Wow.
And it was amazing. It was like, you know, wait a minute. It's all I did was start feeding the body what it needed to control the sugar naturally, you know, the actual nutrients it needed for it. And it started reversing. Now, I'm not saying I was reversed in 6 weeks. My numbers were normal in 6 weeks. It took me about 5 years to completely reverse it, where if I ate something, my sugar didn't go up.
And you're clearly getting the wrong advice from some different people. How do you know if somebody's giving you the right the right way to fix a problem?
It is. It's hard. We do a ton of research on our patients. You know, I have a really good network of doctors across the country that actually everybody's going to get to meet so shortly, because we're going to bring some of them on. But it's, you know, we have some of the top people across the country in this, and we do a ton of research. It's all evidence-based medicine. You know, I read a lot of articles, but I've really been taught how to read between the lines. You know, and I think that's one of the best things they taught me, is when you take that, you know, study, how you can break it down and see whether it's accurate or not.
How do you do that, though, reading between the lines? What is that?
Well, what it is it's really taking those numbers and rewrite, you know, actually looking at them for yourself. I have a mathematics degree along with a biology degree and a chemistry degree.
They all seem to add up.
Yeah, they all seem to add up. So, you know, with that math degree, the statistics, you know, I started putting that back in play and started actually running the numbers of what they're telling me. And you'd be surprised at how many times they say, you know, for example, like Crestor, they say, or any of these, you know, cholesterol medications, they say it drops, you know, your risk by 36%. Well, they're playing with the numbers a little bit. You know, there's a difference between what actually happens and what is what they call a relative risk. And we've learned how to read those numbers, you know, where we can say, hey, wait a minute. No, this study's not really telling us what they're saying.
Is there like an accuracy level that you guys can test where, you know, you can read between the numbers and read between the lines and figure out, you know, what's the accuracy level of diagnosing a patient that comes through your doors?
The accuracy, it may take us a little while sometimes to do it because we have to dig really deep. But in most cases, we will eventually get to it, because the reason is I won't stop until I find it.
I love that.
You know,
passion.
Yeah. I mean, it might not be that I get it next week or next year even, but we keep looking until we find the answer. And the same thing is, that's where the team approach comes in, where we can actually say, hey, wait a minute, something's going on. I can't figure it out. Can you look at this for me?
And I think it's obvious, anyone that comes in contact with you and gets to know you, that your personal, you know, your tie, your relation to this, relationship to this, because of your personal story and your battle, obviously you have so much emotion, and I think it helps you because you have drive and you actually, you know, this means a lot to you, what you're doing.
It really does. And I will say this, integrative and functional medicine, when I started getting into it, I just went in there taking a class thinking, okay, I'm going to learn a little bit about this. It has completely renewed my love of medicine. You know, where once you get started, you can't get enough. I'm constantly going to conferences, or constantly, you know, learning more, or constantly listening to seminars and lectures and hearing what other people are thinking or doing. And it's just fascinating when you start going back to the physiology of the body. It's getting back to basics.
If you're just jumping aboard, this is the Dr. Tracy Show. If you want to find out any more information, definitely go to peaksofhealth.com. You guys have, I'm sure, plenty of information on your website. If anyone wants to find out more, you can also call them 727-826-0838. This is the Dr. Tracy Show. Now, Dr. Tracy, how does somebody decipher when it's time to actually go get help? Yes, you're tired. Yes, it's hard to get out of bed. You're dealing with the kids. But some people say, yeah, that's just part of life. When's it time to go get help?
Well, if you've been having the symptoms for more than 3 months, for sure something's probably going on. I mean, if you just haven't gotten sleep for a few nights, you should be able to recover within that week or so, you know. But if it's been going on for more than 3 months or more, then something's definitely going on we got to look for.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Interesting. All right. Well, if something's going on, you're not feeling too well today, it's probably because you drank a little too much over the New Year's Eve break. So definitely want to stay tuned. We're going to tell you guys how to cure that hangover. And if you're not feeling too well, we're going to make you feel a little bit better next on the Dr. Tracy Show. Dr. Tracy Show on 970 WFLA. Hope you all are having a great weekend, and hope you all had a great new year. And I'm sure you're all feeling a little hungover from that new year, as are we. You know, we usually do that. We like to have a lot of fun. It's not just New Year's. It's Christmas. It's the holidays. It's no surprise that we all like to have fun and party a little bit with the family. You get together, and sometimes you overextend yourself, and you party a little bit too hard, and you pay for it the next day. Dr. Tracy, what do we do when we're feeling that hangover?
Well, there's a lot of things we can do. One, we need to get right back on track. You know, we've been eating probably poorly for the last 4 weeks because, as I tell most of my patients, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas is 2 days, but we make it a 4-week holiday.
Yeah, naturally.
You know? So with all the parties and all the extra, you know, drinking, the decreased sleep and the stress, I mean, let's face it, the holidays are unbelievably stressful for most people, even though they're happy times. That takes a toll on our system. You know, we eat all this sugar and all, you know, these special cakes and all these dishes.
You're bringing me back.
Oh, I know. But, it, you know, 2 to 4 weeks of eating like that completely changes the way your digestive tract works. So we have to kind of get it back in shape. You know, this is where you want to kind of get off the stuff, get right back to eating healthy. You might want to take a probiotic for a few weeks.
What is a probiotic?
Well, a probiotic is the natural, you know, bacteria that is in your digestive tract. So you're actually putting the healthy bacteria back in. Because when all the we take in all that sugar, we take in all the alcohol and all the breads and all the yeasts and all the cakes, we start growing a lot of yeast down there. So we can, you know, or we can start to get bloated and swollen and sluggish and tired and foggy thinking. And we'll start craving a lot of sugar at that point.
Now, I've heard of the antibiotic, as I'm sure many people have. How do you get the probiotic? What do you have to get it prescribed?
Well, probiotics, there are some prescription probiotics, but most of them are available over the counter. There are quite a few good ones, you know, that are available. I like, you know, one called Dr. O'Hare's Probiotics, a professional brand. We use, we have 7 of them in the office we use, depending on what we're treating. But, you know, just a good basic probiotic at that point will work.
Any, you know, if you're diabetic or anybody that's supposed to stay away from this?
There's nobody that needs to stay away from probiotics because these are natural things. You know, people have heard of Activa, you know, yogurt and things like this, kefir, are all things that actually have natural probiotics in them for your digestive tract.
Now, obviously, we kind of feel bad and we shame ourselves after these 2 weeks because we've let ourselves get out of control for the holiday season. Now it's back to reality. New Year's resolutions, everyone makes them. How do you get yourself feeling well if you don't want to, you know, if you don't want to do an IV or you just want to kind of naturally get yourself back to earth? What are some ways to go about that?
I tell most people, try to really get off of anything alcoholic. Get off bread, get off anything white, you know, really detox your body for at least a week or so.
Why bread?
You know, because it has a lot of the yeast in it and has a lot of gluten in it. And gluten's really, you know, damaging to our digestive tract in a lot of cases. You know, and there's nobody who can really break it down properly. So when we're eating large amounts of it, it actually can actually break the lining down of the intestinal tract.
Okay, so aside from bread, sometimes I, you know, when I'm facing a hangover or just feeling bad, I just got to get something into my system. I don't care. I'll eat the piece of bread. I'll put the bread in, you know, in a toaster. Boom, that's my lunch. What else should you stay away from? And maybe what's a good thing to go to? Should you have fruit? What's a good thing to get your body healing?
Well, we always say, you know, there's, and this is, you know, from old school, but bananas, rice, apples, toast, you know, but I kind of avoid the toast. You know, so there's some things you can do to kind of suck up that acid in your stomach. You can also take straight bicarb a little bit just to, again, dilute that acid that's been being produced. Digestive enzymes work really, really well because your pancreas kind of has stopped making the proper enzymes to break your food down because you've changed the way you eat. So, you know, eating a little bit more protein will stimulate that system again. So that's why I go a higher protein diet, lower carb diet at the time.
Steak?
Yeah, grass-fed steak.
Good. I love it. I'll go home and make a steak right now. What about – now, we've talked about the IVs a little bit earlier. So intriguing to me because I've done it before, and you really do. You feel better. You feel back to normal. Talk about the IV program you guys have.
Yeah, we do a lot of nutritional IVs. We also do IV antibiotics. If I have to give a patient an antibiotic, I would much rather give it IV than give it orally, because at least orally is where you actually, you know, affect the intestinal tract. This is where it actually kills the healthy bacteria in your intestinal tract. So when we give it IV, that doesn't happen. But we do a lot of IV nutritional infusions. And what I try to tell people is, you know, here you go. If you have, you know, a young child and an adult going on a Easter egg hunt, the adult's going to get all those Easter eggs. That's your healthy child. You know, you need that damaged cell to get repaired. And in order to get that repaired, we have to give high doses. So when I can get 3,000 vitamin C intestinally, you know, orally into your system, I can get 50,000 IV into the system.
Now, how do you know if that's too much?
Well, you can actually measure. Okay. You can actually measure the vitamin C levels. And vitamin C is water soluble, so it is so quickly eliminated out of the system. So it's kind of hard to overdose on it. That is the set point, the 50,000 is the most we use in a regular individual because it's an antioxidant, and we want that antioxidant effect. We want all the stuff that we put into our system and, you know, that creates these free radicals. Free radicals are these positively charged, you know, negatively charged ions, and they do damage to our body. So that vitamin C goes in, and, you know, we heard of vitamin A as an antioxidant. We heard of all these antioxidants we want to take. Well, vitamin C is one of the biggest antioxidants we have, and it's what repairs our adrenal glands. The adrenal glands are those stress glands.
Yeah.
And so we're so stressed over the holidays that vitamin C comes in and helps us repair, restores our immune system, prevents us from getting sick, and again, gives us that energy.
Do you recommend the IV after like something like a hangover?
We do an IV after a hangover. It's called hangover IV.
It's just plain and simple.
Yeah.
Call it what it is.
Lots of B vitamins to help the liver clear out. And then, you know, we hydrate the person because you get dehydrated when you're drinking a lot. And then we give something called glutathione. Glutathione is, again, an antioxidant, but it is the chemical the body uses to get rid of alcohol. So we actually just clear the alcohol out of the body. So it sobers them up. And within 20, 30 minutes, they're fine.
That's the best.
That is. It works perfectly.
Now, earlier you were talking about antibiotics and putting them through in the IV opposed to taking them orally. Don't you have to take – when you're on antibiotics, so you have to – consistently take them until they run out, right?
It completely depends on what you're treating. Like certain antibiotics, you can do one dose and you're done. You know, like Rocephin's a great antibiotic. It's a 24-hour acting antibiotic. And you can give somebody one dose for urinary tract infection, usually a respiratory infection, and, you know, if they have a bacterial bronchitis, and it's done. So you don't have to worry about it.
Now, what about eating with detoxing? If you want to sustain it, what's the best kind of – to start a New Year's resolution if feeling good, what's the best diet to start that new year?
Again, since we've been eating so much sugar and eating so much junk, I usually tell people just detox off the sugar and the white flours, you know, and do this. You only have to do it for 3 to 4 days, and it'll clean your system out of that sugar, and it'll stop those cravings for those carbohydrates and allow you to get back on track. You know, you don't have to go straight protein, but healthy protein, lots of vegetables, maybe a fruit or so, and that will start cleaning that system out, and it'll get you back to healthy eating, and you'll start craving healthy food. You notice when we eat really junky food, we have a tendency to crave really junky food.
Yes.
You know,
why is that?
It's because it changes those chemicals. You make serotonin in your intestinal tract when you eat, you know, in your digestive tract in your stomach. Serotonin is the chemical in the brain that's our feel-good hormone.
Yeah.
So it makes us crave comfort food when it's low. So if you stop its production, which a lot of this stuff does, then you'll start craving more of it.
How many patients do you have that come in and their diet is just terrible?
99%.
Okay, good. Because I myself am at that point where I'm like, I've been eating poorly for so long, I'm a lost cause. It's over.
Yeah, nobody's a lost cause. And I don't try to change most people's diets drastically.
Okay.
You know, it's really hard. You know, you're never going to get somebody to go completely off of everything right away sometimes. If they can do it for 3 or 4 days just to kind of clean their system out, and then I'm like, take one thing out at a time. If you drink 2 liters of soda a day, how about we cut down to 1 liter for this month? Cut down to a half a liter the next month.
Easier said than done, though.
It is easier said than done, but if we can substitute something for it,
okay,
you know, get them something in exchange.
What's your go-to? What methods do you like to use for an exchange?
Well, I'll turn around and say, okay, let's get you on maybe a flavored water. Something that gives you that sweeter taste but has stevia, all natural sweetener in it. I don't like some of the processed chemical sweeteners, but something that's all natural that won't mess up the brain chemistry.
What about the little the add-ins? They have the drops?
Well, a lot of those have Splenda in them,
okay,
which is a chemical that can alter the brain chemistry. So but there are some of those drops that do have stevia in them. So we actually give those ideas. You know, I was on a 6-pack of Diet Coke a day. I started changing over to LaCroix sparkling water. You know, so it was flavored water.
Okay.
So I like the can. I like the carbonation. So that's how I changed over. So we kind of figure out what we can do with that particular person. Everybody is different.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like we bargain with them a little bit.
And
let's change one thing at a time. Let's not go so drastic that you would, you know, there's some people that can go cold turkey. There's other people that you have to do small alterations in their diet at a time.
And everyone's different. And just like any addiction, food's an addiction.
Food is an addiction. Sugar is a big addiction,
yeah,
you know, to the population. And then there are some people that, because they're sensitive to certain foods, foods that they're completely addicted to, truly addicted, like chocolate addiction,
yeah,
most of the time they may be allergic to the food. So we can actually do food allergy testing and see if they're having a food allergy that is stimulating that addiction for them.
That's interesting. What would the food allergy look like? Because you think you love chocolate. You've loved it your whole life. How do you know? I'm allergic to this.
Yeah. Well, most of the people will have almost like an addiction to a cocaine or a heroin. They crave it so bad they can't stand it. You know, chocolate in a way has some of the same chemical compounds that can actually stimulate that same response in the brain that cocaine and heroin can. It's in the, you know, a chemical called dopamine. But with that, we look at that. So we can actually, you know, look at some of those food allergies and say, hey, look, you know, you're allergic to this food. And this is why you keep on responding, or you keep on becoming bloated after you eat it, or you swell up and your joints hurt every time you eat this food. And that's why it's happening.
And there's clearly a reason. You know, you're clearly eating the wrong things. If your body's not recovering, if you're feeling poor, you're clearly eating the wrong stuff.
Diet plays an absolute huge role in the way our bodies operate. If you don't, you know, think about it. If you put sugar in your gas tank, does your car run well? No. You know, if you put the crappy fuel.
I never tried putting the sugar in the gas tank, but I'm going to stay away from that.
Yeah. So if you put, you know, the poor stuff in your body, it doesn't run well either. You know, you got to feed the body for the proper fuel to get it to run properly.
Well, there's so much more to hit on with this. I mean, this is a never-ending topic here. So this is the Dr. Tracy Show. We will definitely be talking more about that when we return, plus many other things. If you want to visit the website, peaksofhealth.com. Phone number, if you want to call, reach out, 727-826-0800. 838. More on the Dr. Tracy Show next. Hope you're all having a fantastic weekend. This is the Dr. Tracy Show. Aaron Jacobson with the great Dr. Tracy. This is our first show, and we've had a jam-packed first show. Not only have we introduced you to Dr. Tracy, she told you a little bit about who she is and what she's done. We also have helped you get over that New Year hangover, and hopefully we helped you. And there's so many other things to touch on. Not only the hangover, everyone makes a resolution. There's always the resolution, Dr. Tracy. And if I had to make one resolution, which I never stick to, it would be getting rid of the caffeine, because I drink so much coffee. When I get off the coffee, my head immediately is killing me. And I know you've had something similar to this. Talk about things like caffeine and why it's important to really keep it limited in your diet.
Well, it's really interesting because I used to drink like 3 pots of coffee a day when I was in the emergency room, because we had to, you know, be up at 24 hours, 36 hours straight sometimes.
That's too much.
It is way too much. Not only does it increase your heart rate and everything and affect your sleep patterns, which are really important, but it also affects your adrenal glands. And again, we talked about the adrenals as being the stress glands. But what caffeine actually does is get your body to produce more cortisol. And in the long term,
cortisol
is your stress hormone.
Okay.
And cortisol raises blood sugar and insulin levels. And that's, you know, long term. It also kind of can get you increasing your weight gain and everything else. And that was one of the pieces of the puzzle of what was actually made me diabetic in the long run. The caffeine and the stress, because I kept on pushing that system.
And this scares me, because I'm someone who high stress in my life. A lot of coffee, a lot of soda, and it's just kind of like, well, I got to do it. I got to stay up. But it's without knowing it, it's actually hurting me.
Yes. Long term, it does a lot of damage to the system. Now, it also kind of makes your body realize when you're out of juice, so to speak, and out of gas, it kind of fakes your brain into thinking you're not. So it blocks the signal that says, I'm done, get some rest.
Yeah.
And that's why we keep on using it to keep on going, because we know we're done. We got to get some more rest. But, you know, what I usually did is I never have anybody go cold turkey off of caffeine.
Why is that dangerous?
It's the same thing. It has a rebound effect. You know, you actually detox off of that the same way you would detox off a drug. You know, it takes about 3 days to get out of your system, and you can get severe migraines. You can get severe headaches. You can get, you know, all kinds of problems, you know, because it raises blood pressure. It raises heart rate, and all that stuff can drop.
Now, some people might be listening and saying, oh, I only have a couple cups of coffee a day. She's not talking about me. Who are you talking about? I mean, what is it? One cup a day? Is it any kind of caffeine on a consistent basis?
No, one cup of coffee a day is not going to be a bad problem. If you're 200 milligrams or less, which is 2 cups, two normal cups, not my version of cups, but 2 8-ounce cups a day, then you're probably perfectly fine. You know, and that's fine. That's not going to do any harm to you. That actually can have some benefits. You know, coffee has been shown to have some benefits in the body at normal dosing. However, when you're like 4 or 5 cups a day, you might want to cut it down to 2 a day.
Just like anything else, moderation.
Moderation.
Everything's good in moderation. Something that you guys will hear from us every week is a cool little story. Health in the News is what we're going to call it. And it's when Dr. Tracy finds a cool little story out there that that intrigues her. What's your health in the news story today, Dr. Tracy?
Well, I just got back from Las Vegas at the conference, like we talked about, and I got to see some of the new stuff on the horizon. And there's one test that just came out. It's called Oncoblot. And this is a cancer test. And this is phenomenal because it's actually looking at a protein on the cancer cell, and it can actually diagnose cancer at the stage 0.
Wow.
And so we've never seen anything like this before. And it can actually tell you where the cancer is located, not just whether you have it, but where it is.
So this isn't just for somebody who already has been diagnosed with cancer. If you're just trying to see if you maybe potentially could have cancer, this will diagnose you very early on.
It can find it very early on. And the trick with cancer is, this is why it's so important, is if we catch it early in stage 0, stage 1, it is curable. It's when we catch it in stage 3 and 4 that we have trouble, because then it's spread to other parts of the body.
Now, is this for every cancer?
It's for the majority of them. They don't have every single cancer, but they have breast cancer, they have prostate cancer, they have GI cancer, lung cancer, brain cancer.
This is a game changer.
This is a huge game changer.
Wow. And how do you see this like coming soon? Is this evolving fast?
It is evolving fast. I just got the first kit into my office. I'm going to try it on myself.
Wow.
And then we're probably going to, be working with Dr. Mark Rosenberg later in the year. And he is one of the premier integrative cancer specialists in the world. And so I got invited to spend about a week down with him. So we're going to try to see when we can get it in my schedule so I can learn everything about this.
So you're going to take that test.
I'm taking the test.
We're going to get the results on that test in 2 weeks. We're going to get in 2 weeks on in two shows. We're going to get you those results, and should be interesting. Very intrigued to see what those results are. If you're just joining us, this is the Dr. Tracy Show, the first episode of the Dr. Tracy Show on 970 WFLA. If you want to visit their website, peaksofhealth.com, where can they visit you if they want to physically go see you guys?
Well, anybody can call the office and get a 15-minute consult. You know, we offer this to our patients so that they can make sure that we're a good fit and we can actually do something for them. And they can call 727-826-0838. They can go to radio@peaksofhealth.com and send us a message. They can go to the website, www.peaksofhealth.com.
Now, you guys are right off of Belcher Road, correct?
1120 Belcher Road South. So we're right between Almerton and East Bay.
And you cannot miss it. It's a big building, so you definitely will see it out there. Once again, peaksofhealth.com. Dr. Tracy, talk a little bit about, we talked about it earlier, what we're trying to accomplish here.
I want to be able to bring this kind of medicine to the public. You know, a lot of people don't know what integrative and functional medicine is. And the thing is, I want to be able to give that public that alternative. You know, there's more out there than just what we normally treat. You know, there's more out there in medicine today, and I want them to know what everything that's cutting edge, and bring some of the top experts in here to, you know, introduce people to what is available. Medicine has changed so drastically in the last 10 or 15 years. It's just amazing what's out there that we don't even know about.
And it's so important to you, and you definitely are just trying to make people feel better, get their lives back on track.
Exactly. You know, take that person who's been feeling sick and everything and find out what's causing it and fix them. You know, get them feeling back to, you know, Peaks of Health is all about getting to your peak of health, getting back to the peak.
And you truly believe you can help anyone.
I truly believe, you know, even if, you know, we treat everything from the severely fatigued, the autoimmune disease, the neurological diseases, the Parkinson's, the multiple sclerosis patients.
Hit on everything.
We hit on everything, you know, and if there's something I can't do, I'll find the person who can do it.
Well, Dr. Tracy, so much good information, and there's going to be so much more to come. Great first show, and we're both very excited to be here on 970 WFLA every Sunday. Once again, go check out the Facebook page, Peaks of Health. Check out the website, peaksofhealth.com. Dr. Tracy and I will be back, Aaron Jacobson, next Sunday. Please come and join us. Have a great week.